Chapter 6.3, Actions You Perform on Yourself, Reflexive Verbs. Understanding Reflexive Verbs. At last you've come to the final section on pronouns. This is one of the more complicated sections, but no more complicated than the last section. In Spanish, when you talk about an action being performed on yourself, you show the reflexive nature of the action with a reflexive verb. Reflexive verbs indicate that the subject of the sentence has performed an action on itself. In other words, in a reflexive sentence, the subject is the same as the object. Examples of reflexive actions include the following. Jose got up. He put his shoes on. Eva got sick. I asked myself a question. And the girl brushed her teeth. You may look at the last example and say, but the object is teeth. Why should that verb be reflexive? In Spanish, parts of the body are never preceded by personal pronouns. In other words, you never talk about my teeth. You talk about the teeth with a reflexive verb preceding it. For example, in English you would say, I comb my hair. I wash my face. I scratch my arm. But in Spanish you would say,
Me peino el pelo. Me lavo la cara. Me rasco el brazo.
All reflexive verbs are preceded by reflexive pronouns. Listen to the following chart.
Yo, reflexive pronoun, me. Example, using peinarse, to comb. Me peino el pelo. Translation, I comb my hair. Tú, reflexive pronoun, te. Example, te peinas el pelo. Translation, you comb your hair. Usted, él, ella. Reflexive pronoun, se. Example, ella se peina el pelo. Translation, she combs her hair. Nosotros, reflexive pronoun, nos. Example, nos peinamos el pelo. Translation, we comb our hair. Vosotros, reflexive pronoun, os. Example, os peináis el pelo. Translation, you comb your hair. Ustedes, ellos, ellas. Reflexive pronoun, se. Example, ellos se peinan el pelo. Translation, they comb their hair.
When a verb is reflexive and when it is not. If you are reading Spanish, you will know that a verb is reflexive by the ending se tacked on to its infinitive form. Below is a list of some common reflexive verbs. Notice the common se ending. Alegrarse, to be happy. Enojarse, to get angry. Cepillarse, to brush yourself. Lavarse, to wash yourself. Cortarse, to cut yourself. Levantarse, to get up. Despertarse, to wake up. Quemarse, to burn yourself. Enfermarse, to get sick. Meterse, to put yourself. A verb is not reflexive if it does not have this ending. For example, compare me despierto with te despierto. The first example is reflexive, but the second one is not. In the first example, the subject is performing the action on his or herself. In other words, I wake myself up. And the verb is despertarse. In the second example, the subject is performing the action on someone else. In other words, I wake you up. And the verb is despertar. Now, compare te enojaron with nos enojamos. Can you guess which example uses a reflexive verb and which does not? The first example is not reflexive. They made you angry, and uses the verb enojar. The second example is reflexive. We got angry, and uses the verb enojarse. Some verbs are always reflexive, like enfermarse.
Por ejemplo, 1. María se peina el pelo todas las noches. Mary combs her hair every night. 2. Me lavo la cara todas las mañanas. I wash my face every morning. 3. Mis padres se enojan cuando no los llamo. My parents get angry when I don't call them. 4. Francisco se cortó la mano. Francis cut his hand. 5. Los niños se quemaron con los juegos pirotécnicos. The children burned themselves with the fireworks. 6. Nos metimos en una mala situación. We got ourselves into a bad situation. 7. ¿Te enfermaste ayer? Did you get sick yesterday? 8. Me alegro por ti. I'm happy for you.
To get emotional with a reflexive verb. When a person becomes emotional, the verb used will often be reflexive. For example, if you get angry, become sad, or feel happy for someone, you will need to express yourself using a reflexive verb. This can seem a bit confusing at first. Back in Chapter 3.2, you learned how to use estar with descriptive adjectives to express emotions.
Estoy enojado. I am angry. Estoy feliz. I am happy. Estoy triste. I am sad.
When you say how you feel in this way, you're expressing your emotional state at that moment. However, when you want to describe how your emotional state has changed over time or as a result of something, estar simply won't do. You'll need to use a reflexive verb.
Me enojé rápidamente. I quickly got angry. Me puso triste. It made me sad. Me alegro oír tu voz. It makes me happy to hear your voice.
Don't worry too much about the nuance of reflexive verbs. The more you hear verbs in action, the more you'll naturally pick up which verbs are used reflexively and which are not. Well, that's it for your lesson on reflexive pronouns and verbs. Now it's time for a review.